In some of the cities, the mayors have really stepped up. If you look what's happening in Los Angeles with the transit system there, if you look at what happened in California when Jerry Brown decided there was going to be a high-speed train between San Francisco and L.A., when you look at what Hickenlooper has done in Denver and in Colorado as mayor and as governor, when you look at what Rahm has done in Chicago, when you look at what's going on in Washington, D.C., again, a transportation-centric system. Notwithstanding some of the issues with the subway system, I think Governor Cuomo has a good vision, and I think when he's reelected, will really carry out a big, bold vision for New York. The action is really in the cities and in some states, and they're not sitting around waiting for the federal government. There is no leadership right now in Washington. Congress has stalled out infrastructure. The Trump administration has provided no leadership on infrastructure. The action is really in the cities and in the states where you have governors and mayors with a vision, using some of their own resources, using private resources, using 3Ps, and making things happen. You need to have leadership by elected officials, by people who are charged with a responsibility for infrastructure, whether it's transit, whether it's airports, whether it's highways. It's incumbent upon the elected leaders to have the vision and the courage and the ability to really make things happen. Citizens really rely on the leaders in their cities and states to fix the infrastructure, improve the infrastructure, enhance the infrastructure, and it's going on in many different places around the country as there's a real void in Washington, D.C.